10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Q100 and The Burt Show in L.A. for the finale of American Idol. And we've been telling you guys for the last couple of days that Fox has been parading all of the past Idol contestants in front of us. And we've been talking to a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them make them on the air. Some of them don't. However, from time to time, something so special happens, it can't be ignored. Mm-hmm. And there was a sexual chemistry between Wendy and Ace Young that cannot be denied.
That's
well,
right.
Well, and before we preface this conversation with Ace Young, we did just talk to Diana DeGarmo, who's in a Broadway play with Ace, in which they have to get naked. So that's just the preface, and that's what we came off of.
Just the fact that they're in hair on Broadway has nothing to do with what you and Ace have here in L.A.
Burt Rose chemistry.
Digging himself some Wendy.
Yes.
And she didn't need any help. She was doing just fine by herself. And I'll just tell you after this that I told Wendy that I would not do another interview until she gave her phone number to Ace Young. She went right over there, scribbled it down, he put it in his pants.
Now, I don't want to be a buzzkill or anything, but didn't like Ace Young's cousin end up calling you last night to go out, Bert?
The brother and I are like this, so I'm going to set it up. You are definitely having sex with one of the young brothers.
Good Lord. Leave her alone.
Bert is not only our boss, he's our pimp.
Wendy and Ace Young.
Are you going to vote?
I have never once
voted. Do you think voting even matters?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It's a better answer if you answer it, actually.
Well, then ask me.
Okay. Do you think that voting even matters?
I truthfully don't know.
You baited me in and didn't give me any answer at all.
You know what I think? I think selling lunchboxes in the South matters. I think selling toothpaste matters. Mm-hmm. American Idol, How to Learn How to Sing DVDs matters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, voting definitely tells you where the people are.
See, that's what I really think that Lee is. Lee's going to win tonight, I think, because of that whole packaging thing.
Yeah. It's going to be weird. Lee's the one that has the ability to still kind of surprise me because I don't know what to expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time they're singing in front of 6,000 people. So they could all choke. You'd have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah. They're both such humble contestants.
Yeah.
You know, like last year we had Adam Lambert, who was like, you know, I think far on the spectrum from humble. Like he was already this big personality. You know what I mean?
He had just smoke, like, flame, and everything.
Exactly. He had all this confidence. Yeah. And then you had sort of like the, you know, the more humble guy. And so they sort of were the opposites of each other. This time, I think Crystal and Lee are both very humble and very grounded and sort of almost subdued.
I totally agree, and I like that it's a girl and a guy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
because
that.
Because it makes the music better. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, we're not going to hear the same type of song. We're not going to hear the same register vocally.
Right.
We're going to hear different things. Right. And we're going to be like, mm-hmm. Oh, damn, I didn't expect that. Oh, that was nice. That was good. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited as far as just a viewer. Right? Yeah. I'm excited just to see the songs they have up their sleeve.
Diana DeGarmo was just telling us that you guys are getting naked on stage with each other all
the time. Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Do you want to come do the show with me?
I mean, I would love to.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. I mean, we can go rehearse for the show right now.
I think
ready.
We should. I don't even know why we're doing the interview.
We don't have to stay.
Right. We don't want to block. We want to be blockers. I mean, there's the rehearsal space called my hotel room right upstairs.
It is. But we could make a video and we could post it online. See, I told you were the one that made it dirty.
I did not even start this conversation.
You right now are giving him the that we've been taught the that.
No, I did not give that. You asked the initial question.
That's why you're sitting in between us.
Oh, this is our rehearsal space
next to Wendy.
Let's go.
Well, now I'm nervous.
Rub her leg while we're talking.
Well, now I'm nervous.
You're nervous? So yes, Diana DeGarmo.
Forget about that for a second. You're vibing on Wendy, right?
I am vibing.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy's smoking.
Well, how about what about a drink or something after the show tonight?
Let's grab a drink.
What kind of drink?
Vodka.
You gonna drop something in my drink?
You never know. I've always got tricks up my sleeve. No, I don't need to drop anything in your drink. You just have to have just one.
Just one?
Just one. You don't need any more
than
that.
You look good right now. I don't need a drink.
See? Oh, perfect. Let's just go grab a me and we don't.
Ooh, I feel like I'm like eavesdropping on something I shouldn't be or something.
No, we're channel. We're good.
No, it's.
I'm getting all hot and bothered. My face is probably like a tomato right now.
You need to come. Mine's always a tomato. I'm always rosy.
Oh, okay.
You're just making it pop.
Oh, God bless. This is the most I've gotten hit on in a long time.
You make this happen.
I know.
Yeah. Hair on Broadway is ridiculous, and it was the first time I never thought I'd be naked on stage.
Yeah, man.
Ever.
I mean, tell us about that. You first of all, you must have said keep it like 85 degrees in here.
I wanted a fluffer. You can't, I wanted somebody to sit there and warm me up. I was like, I'm coming out. If I'm coming out, I'm coming out full flag. Like, I'm going to be ready to roll. Because girls don't understand what it's like to be a guy.
Right.
So, but no, man, it was unbelievable. We have 1,500 people there every show. And
wow.
The show is so, the story is so beautiful. Like the storyline between Sheila Berger and Claude. It's so beautiful and it touches a note for me because my uncle went to Vietnam. Mm. Like I went to Vietnam 6 months ago and did a documentary with one of my friends so I could understand my uncle.
Oh, wow.
And I did private tours of like Ho Chi Minh tunnels. I couldn't even fit in the damn things. Like I was too big. Wow. Went to Hanoi and I just went through just to understand it. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, he and I had some of the craziest stories ever. And I finally understand everything that he went through, and I understand the way his brain works. 2 months later, I get offered the audition for Berger.
Wow. It's
that's
like
awesome.
Meant to be.
It was just lined up.
Yeah.
And the story is so beautiful. The first time I saw the show, I knew I was getting naked. Because it's done so nicely, and it's so such a part of the show. And I'm the leader of the damn tribe. Yeah. So if I'm like running off and covering up, it doesn't work.
Wow. No.
If everybody's free and we're free in our skin, I got to be the leader. So literally, like, Diana and I, we work it out.
Wow.
So did you always think you would do Broadway? Is that something you wanted to do?
I'm a business guy. Like, literally, my business side, since I've been in L.A., I just created a record label with my brother. We have three acts that are killing it in Canada and London. And we've been pushing there. We just got financing to start coming to the States now. And the States is so different, like as far as the way that music is actually distributed. So we just finally got the support so we can do it right. And I literally have a full-on recording studio in L.A., Sweden, and another one in New York. Nice. And that's like, my brain's business. Mm-hmm. I love business.
Mm-hmm.
So to do Broadway, it's just like, it's just another challenge. Like, I look at it like a sport, like playing football. It's like, okay, I saw this other guy do it. I'm going to do it better.
Okay.
And I'm going to make my stamp, and I'm going to make sure that everybody that comes and sees the show is really falling into it. When they look at me, they don't see me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love acting because I get to really fall into it. And this character is so far from how you know me.
Right.
Like, it is me, but it's so far from how everybody knows me.
It's not so far from how Wendy wants to see you.
Oh, we're going to work that out.
How we'll get to know each other a little bit better.
She's going to come and see the show and just get naked on stage with us.
Woo!
Like, I thought it was like a beautiful moment. Why are they working it out in the corner of the stage?
Why don't we just construct a stage in the hotel?
I'm down for that.
Okay.
I'm down.
Just trying to help you out.
I'm down.
She don't need help, honey. I think it's going to happen.
Last year I was in a situation,
really,
and now I'm free from it. So I'm actually able to do whatever.
Well, I got news for you. You're in a situation right now.
That's right.
This is good for me.
Different kind of situation.
Where's the cameraman?
No, we don't need any cameras.
Every phone
you
has
don't
a
want
camera
that on YouTube. You don't want that getting out there.
No. I'm surprised. We have amazing security during the show, and I'm surprised there hasn't been naked shots of us on stage.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, they're on it. The moment that the scenes are starting to happen, all the ushers are coming up and down the aisles.
Is that right?
And they're on it. It's amazing.
Well, congratulations, man.
That's great.
Thank you. I'm having a blast. Like, it's fun. It's come out to New York City. Come party. I'll be there all summer.
Okay.
Come watch you naked.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
No?
Yeah, baby.
You don't need to go to New York for that.
She's looking at me like I'm already naked.
I'm a sexual fiend now, girl.
Yes.
Love it.
All right, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you, guys. Let's have fun tonight.
Yes.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.